Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Sam, probably, at least in the first quarter tonight, the choppiest we've seen the offense look. Then you score a touchdown in the second quarter. So maybe facing some adversity, something you could build on, but now kind of wide-angle lens after three preseason games, are you happy with where the offense and yourself are at?
We can always improve. You know, first couple preseason games, we looked a little bit smoother than we did tonight. Just got to look at the tape and clean it up. I thought, you know, obviously the first quarter was very sloppy. We need to clean that up a ton. But the second quarter came out and felt really good, you know, that last drive that I had. So some good, some bad. So we'll look at it and correct the mistakes.
We know in the preseason the idea is not to be showing what you're going to be doing in the regular season. How much of this offense, percentage-wise, do you think we've seen as opposed to how much we now realize we can probably expect when you start playing for real?
I guess we'll find out, you know. I'm not even sure. I mean, there's so many different things that we can do in terms of game planning, putting in different stuff just based on how different teams play. So I guess we'll see. You know, it'll be fun to watch, but at the same time, you know, not sure actually how to answer that.
And don't. That's fine. Final question. Just a couple of guys it seems like you really have developed a chemistry with that are new to this team. We know Quincy. We know Robbie. We've seen Chris Herndon. We've seen what you can do with those guys. But Jamison Crowder, Ty Montgomery, the roles they've played already in the preseason and how you've developed chemistry with them. Do you feel like that group's clicking on all cylinders?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think just because of the good reps that we get in practice and how hard those guys practice, it makes me ready, you know, to see what they got in the games. So I think that's a credit to how they practice and also how our defense practices as well. And then again, like you said, I got so much chemistry already with some of the guys that were here last year. But to come here and instantly connect with Ty and Jamison, it's been good. And then, you know, obviously 26, he's been practicing really hard, and you know, we've felt really good with him in practice as well. So we're also really excited to see him play in the regular season,
as are we. Thanks for the time.
Thanks
for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.